Welcome to the Brand Thomas Podcast with Louise Duffy, the podcast which introduces you to the people behind the brands from the world of fashion, beauty and beyond. In today's podcast, I'm joined by Thora Valdemars and Jeanette Madsen, Danish designers, street style stars, but most recently the founders of one of the most exciting brands of the moment, Rotate by Birger Christensen. From a background in fashion publishing and a lifelong quest to find that perfect mini dress and a friendship, they've created a brand which is the go-to for sexy statement dresses in beautiful fabrics and playful prints. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brand Thomas Podcast. Hello.
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 The last year has been incredible for Rotate. It's just gone from strength to strength. How have you enjoyed the last year at the helm of a brand like this?
We enjoyed very much.
Yeah.
I mean, we have been working harder, but because it's a passion, it's been amazing to see the first seven dresses going to 30, 40 pieces. I don't even know how many we are.
Yeah.
But we're so happy. We're living our dream.
You really
wouldn't, who wouldn't be happy?
So I first came to know of Rotate by Birger Christensen probably from its inception, and I spotted this beautiful hot pink dress online, and I had just had a baby about 2 months before that, and there was something coming up, and this was my dress, this was my coming out dress, and you know you need something good for that first event. And so I found it, and it was two sizes too small for me. But the internal optimist in me, I bought it, and it was everything. It was everything that looked in the picture. It was beautiful, the jacquard fabric, the voluminous sleeves. I just fell in love with it. Unfortunately, I underestimated my post-baby arse and it didn't fit, but it did start a love affair with your brand. And since then, I've spotted numerous friends and hundreds of influencers wearing this dress. So immediately, and from the very start, you had a cult item, that hot pink dress. It was an incredible way to start.
Yeah, it was a crazy hit. You know, we were just, when we were sitting designing the first collection, we were like, oh, what is it we love, you know? Mm. And we were like, we want the big shoulders, but even bigger, you know? I think we changed them a couple of times as well, because we were like, no, they're not big enough, you know? And the length, the pattern maker, he was like, no, the length is supposed to be here. And we were like, no, it's not short enough. So we were like, you need to make it shorter. And he was like, no. So we had like a bit of disagreements there, but he was like, in the end, when they saw the dress, they were like, okay, we get it.
We get it now, because you create a really important balance. I was saying to you guys before, like something that I'm conscious of now, where I wasn't 10 years ago, is like maybe too short is too short for me. But what you do is, and what you've done in so many of your creations is, if it's short, you've got the high neck and you've got the long sleeves, so you don't feel like it's all out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that makes it easier and more accessible for people.
Yes. And I mean, the reason why we did the length where we did it is because it's actually more flattering for the legs. So it's not a sense of that we were just like, oh, we just want to make it sexy, sexy, sexy. We do. But it's more because we're so nerdy about it. So we really, it's the most flattering place on the leg. That's why it's there.
Okay. And it just works.
Yeah.
You're living the dream, because what you did was you looked in your wardrobe and you're like, okay, I wish I had this and that. And that's what we all do, but we don't have the ability to create those items that are missing, you know, and everybody does that. They look in there and they're like, if I had that top, that outfit would all work together. You created the things that you were missing.
Yes, we did.
Good for you.
I mean, we worked in the business for so many years and we were always going for showrooms and watching the new collections. And we were always like, oh, it's very cute. It's not so sexy. And oh, that's really nice, but it's not short enough. And we always had a bit of it's nice, but not for New Year's.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, so we went to the vintage stores, but the fit was never right. You know, it was vintage. And we're like, oh, there's really a place here where we should show what we would like to wear. And apparently everybody thought the same.
You filled the gaps in everybody's wardrobe.
Yeah. Apparently, but it was missing. I think there has been like gray, black, white. Now it's beige, but there has been this period, and the Scandinavian fashion has been very minimalistic, and we were like, oh, why should we do this? Go embrace the woman's body and show your arms if you like your arms and show your legs if it's the legs. And that's why it's so important for us that we have this high and low.
Yeah.
So you show one part and then hide the other.
I know that word minimalism is kind of bandied about a lot when we talk about Scandinavian design, but it's changed. I mean, it's evolved because if we look at the designers that are coming from that area, it's a lot more playful. It's a lot more, you mentioned mixing the high and the low, and it's like throw on a chunky knit with a slip dress. It's mixing everything. Yeah. And I think that playfulness is really coming out in your brand for sure, you know?
That's really our passion. Yeah. And it's a way of styling ourselves. Mm. It's always like we are looking out for the contrast and trying to do the, if you're big on top, then slim in the bottom.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's always the contrast. And I think it's also why people really adore Scandinavia or Copenhagen, as we would say, because we don't go full. We're allowed to play and we mix with vintage pieces and expensive pieces. We mix high street and it's more a flash of something exciting.
Yes. Yeah. I, when I was having my daughter, read a book called The Danish Way of Parenting. Okay. Spot the New Mom. He's like, I haven't read a book since, obviously. But Danes, by their nature, are playful, according to this. And from what I know from meeting you guys, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, the first 5 years of a child's life is so important to incorporate that play. And that would be the Danish way of parenting. And I see that very much reflected in your brand, in that that playfulness comes across so well.
Yeah.
I haven't found a dress like that pink dress that is just, I mean, you feel great when you put it on.
Yeah.
You feel it just works for everything. It's playful. Mm. It's demure, but it's sexy at the same time.
Exactly.
So you're
feminine.
Yeah.
Cute. Yeah. So let's go back a little bit then. So you worked in publishing together in Costume Magazine. Mm-hmm. So That's a tough business.
Yes, very.
Very tough.
Yeah.
You're on, like, we're on now a lot, but you have deadlines.
All the time.
All the time.
And I have to say, working in publishing has changed so much as well. So I remember when I started working with magazines like 10 years ago, it was, you know, you had the magazine and then you had the deadlines with that. And that was kind of hard enough, and all the events and fashion weeks and everything. Yeah. But then all of a sudden came, you know, the website. So you had to do that as well. You know, and then Instagram started and Shanetta and I was, you know, we were doing so much with Instagram and, you know, taking the pictures of each other, ourselves, and
going,
you know,
to meetings.
And it was just like, in the end, we were working, you know, 9 to 5 like we were supposed to, but then we'd come home, we would, you know, feed the kids, put them to bed, go back to work. It was too much. Yeah.
So at what point did you decide to create more balance for yourself? Because that's how Rotate came to be, that you wanted to create a better life, a more balanced life for your family and then your professional life. So at what point did you say, look, we have to make the change?
I mean, I attended a dinner, one dinner out of 1,000, but I attended a dinner and a guy asked me, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm good. I'm a bit stressed and a bit sad, but I'm good. And he was like, but are you living how you're supposed to be living? And I was like, I really like my job. I'm happy and I have my family. I'm blessed. But is it your priority, your job? And I was like, no, my family is my first priority. And he was like, but you're not living like that.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, no, I'm not.
He didn't help you feel any less sad with that conversation.
Yeah, he did, because he made me realize that I needed to change my priorities.
Yes.
Yeah. And that made the whole difference. I mean, that was when it all started to build up in my mind. And I was like, okay, we can't keep on doing this. I can't keep on not picking up my kids from school, not joining them for soccer or tennis. Yeah. And I was like, I need to be the mom I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when it all started, I think, for me personally.
Yeah, I think it was during the fashion week, like I think it was 2 years ago. I just had the feeling that come Christmas, I wasn't going to come back to work after that.
Wow.
And I just had that. I kept saying to Jeanette, it's so weird. I was, you know, I was cleaning my desk and I was, you know, taking all my stuff home. And I hadn't quit the job or anything, but I was like, I just have it. No, yeah. Not at all. We were talking and we were planning and everything. But I was like, I just have this feeling I'm not coming back. And I came back.
We did.
But it was for a month or two, you know, so yeah.
That's brave though, because, you know, you're working in a huge magazine like Costume, you know, and for people who are so passionate about fashion, that could be seen as the dream, you know, and you have your family.
It was the dream.
And to make that move then and say, you know what, it's actually not working out. We need to do something else. Mm. I think that is so inspirational and brave to make a move like that and to kind of go into the unknown.
Mm. I remember a couple of years ago, I said to one of my friends, actually, I was like, what do you actually do when you reach your goal, your dream, when you're living your dream? Because my dream was to be the fashion director of Costume Magazine.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I'm here and I'm not happy. And what do I do now? Yeah. I was like, this was my dream.
It's very hard to walk
away. She was like, well, you need to start dreaming again. And I was like, okay, you know, and then kind of going back to like when you were young and, you know, what were you thinking back then? And then all of a sudden we started talking and I was like, yes, you know, that was the thing about a brand.
That's incredible. But it's also because we had the influencer part.
You did,
So we had our own Instagram and doing our time at Costume the last year or so, we were doing more and more paid collaborations on our own Instagram, but through Costume as well.
But you had created that platform then, which was a security in a way.
Exactly. Definitely. You know? So that was why we were starting to think, okay, can I do this by myself?
Yeah.
Can I still live and not be here, but just taking care of my Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, maybe it can work. We don't know. Maybe it will be tough. But in the same time, we're like, okay, what can happen? If I get more time with my kids, and we'll make it work.
Mm.
And I think it was a big part that made us take the step, because you knew that you had something.
You had something there.
But for me, it was more like, I'm sorry, I really admire all girls, but I can't just be an influencer. No. I need to have something more.
Exactly.
I need to have something extra.
Yeah.
And I just can't just do this. And I know when I'm saying that, I know it's a very, very tough job to be an influencer and being on Instagram. So nothing bad there. Mm. For me, myself, I just really wanted to do something else.
Well, that's a smart move, because I do think that a lot of people are making a very good life out of being an influencer, but it's a very precarious business.
Yeah.
And I think you need something else. So what you've done is the smart move. But how aware of influencers now, other influencers, you know, stepping aside from your own platforms, how relevant are they to your business now? Like, I mean, do you collaborate with them? Do you think about them? Do you have favorites that you go to?
It's kind of like become our, how do you say, this is like our business now. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So before we would, you know, we would be traveling with the different magazines and we would be at dinners with all the different magazines. But now when we, you know, when we travel abroad, you know, it's the influencers, because they are kind of like our colleagues.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of them are really good friends as well. So, you know, when they have things that they're doing, we love to support that. And we're so lucky that a lot of them support us as well. So it's like a community, you know, where people know the importance of supporting each other. And the whole thing, you know, I remember like years ago, it would be like, no, you can't show this this girl on your Instagram, or you can't do this. It's like, no, but if we actually show each other and tag each other, then we'll get more so it's a very including business.
It is.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yes. It's, you know, everybody helps each other. I think that's a very nice community that exists now.
Yeah.
But not everybody is influencing Justin Bieber like some people, Thora. You know? Tell us about the slippers. I love this story.
Well, I think probably he did it on his own without actually looking at me.
And maybe before.
No, but it was just funny because it was around the same time where I was at a fashion week and I had been wearing these shoes that actually killed my feet. And I remember Shanetta was carrying me in the streets of Paris because I literally couldn't walk.
And my back.
You gave her a piggyback.
We have a video of that.
Yeah. So the next day I was wearing this
So they destroyed your feet
completely. Oh. Like I still get like when I think about it because it was so painful. But so the next morning I had to put on, you know, because I was going to a show, and I put on this suit, and I was like, okay, I can't wear any of my shoes. I couldn't put my sneakers on because it was too, you know, my feet were just completely done. So they had these red hotel slippers, and I was like, okay, you know, they kind of fit the light blue of the suit. And I was like,
let's just do that.
So, yeah, so that worked. And then, yeah, and then, I don't know, a couple of weeks later, Justin Bieber, and now he has this line where he's selling them. Yeah, so it was
funny. Need a cut of that.
Yeah. I don't know where you heard that story, though.
Oh, I heard that story. But I just think it's so funny because anybody else would just jam their feet into something. But you're
exactly.
bold enough to say the hotel slippers will work. Let's go with them. They're fine. You know, we talked about influencers and the fact that, you know, it is a precarious business. Yeah. I really like what you've done, Jeanette, though, because, you know, we live in this culture where, you know, the glory and the glamour of owning a brand or starting a line is very appealing to so many people, but there's so much work involved. You actually started from the very foundation of it. You learned how to make dresses. You studied the art of dressmaking. I think that's kind of an art that's lost in the overall vision people have of the fashion industry. Like, to actually learn the craft of it is forgotten about to a large degree. So what platform did that give you for what you're doing now?
I mean, it all started when I was a baby.
Yeah.
Change my outfit like 4 times a day, and my mom would go nuts, and I was like, but yeah, I just don't feel comfortable. I don't think it was something about the wardrobe. It was probably good enough, but it was just like, I need to feel comfortable what I'm wearing. So every time when I had some dress or something, it was like, oh, it could be better if I did that and that. So I would start changing it and start to sew something on it and try to cut it, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Then I remember I actually, every year for Christmas, I would do a dress for a Christmas party called Scoop Models, and it was always black, and it was very, very deep V-neck, or what do you say, or very short, or very low in the back. And I actually did one jumpsuit, which we just put in production. It was a short velvet, black velvet jumpsuit, which is mine. No, but I had the dream, but I never realized that I could do it because I didn't have the degree that it demanded to go on a design school. So I went on to some other school where I could learn how to do patterns and sew. And I was there for 1.5 years. You're not allowed to be there for more than 1 year. But I was there, and it all came back, you know. But in the end, it's like, I still don't have it. So I started being a model agent instead. And so, you know, I had the dream, but I was like, but it's never going to happen. So I might as well do something else.
Yeah.
So all the choices which I've made through my life actually draw me to the dream, my childhood dream, which I think is just insane. And I feel so lucky. Yeah. But starting with the Instagram has probably been the most important platform, because otherwise I would never have gone to Costume Magazine. She found me there. And I think that's... The social media has really opened up everything for all kind of person. I mean, it's not only in the fashion industry, it's in all industries.
It's so important. Let's talk about the concept, though, of rotate, because I think that's important, because the way I shop is I find something I love, I'll wear the hell out of it. You could see me wearing it 3 times that week, 3 times the next week, you know, and then it might go away for a little while and I'll pull it out 3 months later for a completely different occasion, and I'll repurpose it or restyle it. That's the way I shop. So I go for pieces. So that's what you've created, like, for that shopper who really feels strongly about the pieces that they get. That's who you have in mind, right?
Yes. We want everything to be a key piece. Like everything that we make, you know, we're like, it needs to have this material or that color because it has to be a key piece. Yeah. It has to be, you have to have the feeling that, you know, like you said, you wear it like maybe a lot in the beginning. But then you can actually put it in your closet and then you can be like, oh, that dress, and then bring it back, you know. Yeah. I did it the other day. I went to Barcelona last weekend and I knew because of the crowd that I was going with, I knew that, you know, we were probably gonna go party. So I was like, but I need to feel comfortable, and, you know, and there was this dress from the first collection that we made a year ago. Where I was like, oh, I want to wear this one. And I mean, I have access to all the other dresses, but I was like, no, this one.
Yeah.
You know, so it has to have the feeling of that. And, yeah. You know.
And that's at the very essence of the brand, then, yes. Rotation. And tell me, do you think about sustainability then when, I know it's such a big word and it's a word that we're all so conscious of in every industry. But I feel like it's at the heart of your business too, because, you know, circular fashion will mean that I'll get something. I might give it to my daughter. This is my excuse for everything I buy now. I'm like, I'm a girl now. I better get that bag because
she will love it.
She'll need that, you know, when she's going to college.
When it's falling apart and she's 18.
And I'm hard on stuff. Like, I mean, things are falling apart after a week or two with me. But, you know, so that idea of sharing, and, you know, I've got a group of girlfriends and girl cousins that we'll say, okay, well, I've went, don't buy something for that, like take one something out of my wardrobe. That idea of rotation is at the very essence of circular fashion and sustainability. Is this something that you have in mind? Is that what you want the brand to do for people?
Of course. Of course, we want them to be able to use the dresses day and night, and of course some of them are more night than day, but yeah. But we want them, again, because we do these key pieces, we think we do, you can save them and hide them away, but then bring them back for the party you're going to. And again, it's more of a way of thinking, you know. It's like, okay, so I really, we don't think about sustainability in that way, but it's like, we can do that if we think about sustainability. It's like, yeah, but it's not seasonable. You can wear it exactly. for the summer, but you can wear it for the winter with a blazer over or jeans. You know, I think it's more the person who has to think that you want to be sustainability.
Absolutely
sustainable.
Yeah. You've got three boys between you.
Yes.
Yeah. Their girlfriends are going to be so lucky. And they have answered these wives that are going to come. I mean, my God, the wardrobes. So have you created that balance then that you really wanted to? Because, you know, it was the aspiration, you know, to find really nice existence where you could be at home, you could bring the guys to the pitch and let them play their sports and collect them afterwards. But as it happens, you've created something very busy and very big. Do you have the balance?
Yes, we do. I mean, we're very good at how do you say it? At the distributing the time. Delegate, can you say that? Yeah. So it's. I mean, we will still. I mean, we're still taking our boys to school in the morning. Yeah. So after we do that, then we meet up early in the morning, and then, you know, we sit together and we do the interviews, and, you know, we sit and design and everything, and then we just make sure that we actually go home. You know, I mean, my son is so big now, and, you know, he just started a school where he's off at 4 o'clock every day. So I'm like, okay,
come on, let's hang out.
But, you know, being able to be home at 4 when he comes home, and, you know, I have like snacks ready and stuff, you know, I mean, that never happened before.
So Thor, your parents were involved in jewelry design.
Yes.
And do you think that that's something that we could see from Rotate down the line, that there might be an accessories collection?
I think there might. There has been thoughts going on since collection one, which we really wanted to do. But then, you know, when you're not the first to do it, then somebody else does it for you.
Exactly.
So then you have to skip that idea and then come up with something else. And we have thoughts and we have ideas, but we can't tell you more.
Okay. Well, we will wait with bated breath. But the future is very bright. I mean, it's just been an incredible success. What are the biggest challenges that you experienced? I know you had fantastic support and you had this grounding and this platform in the business, but surely there were things that were difficult over the last year.
Of course. I mean, we were starting out from nothing. We didn't know how far this would go. We thought it would be like seven dresses and then, well, let's see where it's going.
Yeah.
We didn't have any idea of how big this would be. So, of course, we needed to find a way to collaborate with the Bjørg Christensen in a new firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to find an agreement where we were all happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that took a lot of energy after the first year because we needed to settle down and agree on everything.
And that's like lawyers and meetings and papers and everything hate. Yeah, very expensive lawyers.
And we had no idea how any of it worked. So we could only trust our lawyer and just be like, okay.
We hope we're doing the right thing.
We hope we're doing the right thing.
Well, you are.
It took a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, isn't that wonderful that it was nothing to do with the creative process? It wasn't getting the designs right. It was like just the business of it and making sure that the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted.
Yeah.
And so how does it feel now when you see a year in? And it's hard to believe it's only been a year.
I know. It's
I feel
insane.
Like you guys have been around for a little longer.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah. How do you feel when you're scrolling through Instagram or you're walking the streets of Copenhagen and you see somebody in your designs?
We get so happy.
It's such a crazy feeling because, you know that you've designed it and you know that it's your dress, but still it's like, ooh, she's wearing that dress and it's like, ooh, it's our dress, you know. So it's like
and
shock on
her.
Shock. Yeah, and we go, oh my god, you look so beautiful.
You look beautiful in that dress.
Yeah.
Well,
but
it's hard not
it's
to. They're just such flattering designs. I just think it's wonderful to see, you know, from the start to the there's no finish in sight, but from the start that you've created something good for yourselves and in turn you have created collections that we feel good wearing, you know, and that I was telling you, like, I Brand Thomas are so fantastic for finding these brands, you know, that you might see on Instagram and then you walk through the second floor of Brand Thomas and you're like, Rotate is there.
Yeah.
And it just makes us feel good. So I just think, just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
keep doing
you
more
so
of it.
Much.
And I know you can't tell us what's coming up next, but I think there are exciting things. Of
there
us.
Are
I
mean, taps
we're
in November.
Taps,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because people do tuck the thankfully they're short, so you can tuck the dresses into your jeans, but tops are a good
yes.
move. Yeah.
Yeah. We just want to keep it in the universe that, you know, we started off with. So we don't want to do anything that's too, you know, you're not going to see bumper jackets.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, thank you for coming to see us in Dublin and thank you for creating the wonderful dresses that you do. I'm looking forward to the tops and to see what else is coming from Rotate. Thor and Jeanette, thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.